Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus, our suffering Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our source of hope and comfort. You just heard our sermon text being read. Let us pray. O Lord God, may the words spoken and those heard bring us peace and glorify your name. Amen. Here I stand. In Hom 2, they told me if you quote Luther, it's always better, okay? So I've just quoted Luther. There's another thing they tell me a little bit later that we had to do in order to be a success as a preacher. Here I stand. That's what Luther said way back when. Those were the words, but in his heart, he was probably feeling what I'm feeling right now. Here I stand, but how in the world did I get here? How did I get to stand in front of a group of semis, semi-I's, semi-V's, profs, and how did I get to preach? That was the second thing they told me, is you have to use some foreign language. Semis, that's Roman numeral one for sim ones. I's are twos. IVs are threes or fours. How here I am, standing in front of this auspicious group. Potential theologians, every one of you. District president, maybe? Synodical president? Sure could be. Here I am, standing in front of you. Men who are biting at the bit to go out on vicarage and get into the real ministry. Men who are foaming at the mouth to get to their own congregation where they can set the world right and really proclaim the Word of God and let the spark of the Holy Spirit live in everyone's lives. Here I stand in front of teachers, some of them my profs, the standard bearers of our faith. Here I stand, and I have to ask myself, how did I get here? What am I doing here? How did I find myself in this situation here and now? It's not a question that I just ask myself today. It's a question I ask myself all the time. It's probably a question that you have asked yourselves too. How did you get here? Well, for the Sim 1s, it was GRE, graduate record exam, psychological testing, English proficiency, maybe it was the Greek proficiency test, maybe it was all those financial inquiries, awful lot of testing that got you here. I can remember those days. Sim 2s, how did I get here? How did I get to this point where I can go out? Well, you passed your TI. You studied hard. You studied a lot. That's how you got here. And Sim 4s, how did you get here? Within 2 months of graduation and ordination, sweat, hard work, study, hard work, sweat, sacrifice, study, hard work, more sweat, and support from loved ones. How did I get here as a prof? All that undergraduate study, that graduate study, and all those other degrees that you earned, and the sacrifices on the part of your family. For the ladies, how did we get here? My wife still asks that question, ladies. How did you get here? Love. And love is the answer to a lot of problems when we ask, how did I get here? How did I get here? There's so much to getting here. People in my congregation ask that an awful lot of their own personal lives. Pastor, how did I get here? Sometimes they say, how did I get here? In amazement and awe. Sometimes they say, how did I get here? In anger and resentment. Sometimes they say, how did I get here? And their voice trails off before they can finish it. How did I get myself into this situation? How did it happen? How did I get involved with such a loser? What happened? When I married, and I've been married for 3 years now, and I have 4 kids, and he's gone. How did it happen? Pastor, how did it happen that my son is a homosexual? How did it happen that I had this beautiful home, that I owned this beautiful business, and now all of a sudden, chapter 11 proceedings? How did it happen that I became an alcoholic? How did I get here, where I am right now? How? How did I get into trouble without knowing it? How did I get here? Well, if you want to psychoanalyze it, you might say, well, I think your mother ate a peanut butter sandwich in her fourth month of pregnancy. Or you could be very flippant and say, the devil made me do it. As Flip Wilson used to say. Probably a degree of truth in all those kinds of answers that you hear on how did I get here. And if they gave me a full 24 minutes to preach today, I probably could answer most of those how did I get here questions. But the bottom line is this. Not necessarily how I got here, but how do I get there to God's kingdom? When we know how we get there unto eternal life, then all the how do I get here's become directive, become an adventure, become a way of us knowing the love and experiencing the love of our Lord. I get from here to there by being a pastor and preaching dynamic sermons and quoting Luther and using foreign words, right? Not. I get from here to there by sacrificing hours of sleep as I sweat over a long research paper and study, right? Not. I get from here to there by being a little bit more learned and scholarly than others, right? Not. I get there by being a little more holy, right? Not. I get there by being a little bit more high church, right? Not. I get there by being a rebel and completely disregarding all of the traditions of a church, right? Not. I get there by being a little bit more better than the next person, right? Not at all. I get there because Christ was here and ended up there. I get there because Christ was here and ended up there, hanging on the cross. I get there because he shed his blood for me. Because he loves me, because he cared for me. I get there because of the grace of God. That's how we get anywhere, is because Christ was here and went there. Not the blood and sacrifice of all the goats, the calves, not the blood that we sweat over our personal sacrifices and our personal troubles. All the sacrifices are not in earning to be there. They are done so that God's love may abound. All the sacrifices on the Day of Atonement for all those years didn't do it. All the animals that were killed in the flood, that didn't do it. All the blood of the people who were killed in the Crusades, that didn't do it. Only the blood of Jesus Christ does it. The blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanses our conscience for acts that would lead us to death. so that we may serve the living God. It is by grace through faith. The bloodshed of the spotless and holy Lamb, Jesus Christ, that we get into eternal life and that we sit here today. It is by the grace of God. No other reason. It's by the grace of God that you're a first year or second year or fourth year seminarian. It's by the grace of God that you have been given the ability to teach and to share God's word with people. It is by the grace of God that I stand before you and say, here I stand. Nothing that we have done, no sacrifice made, except the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And that enables me to say, here I stand. Amen. May the peace of God that goes beyond all human understanding abide in you and with you, wherever you may be. In his name, amen.